Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On. And in this episode, I'll be by myself and I'll be reviewing Zack Snyder's Justice League. And I'll also be comparing it to Justice League, the first one that came out in 2016. Now, to give my first thoughts on the Justice League, the first one. I thought that it was bad. But, yeah, it was bad. It's very, like, clearly influenced by Joss Whedon. And in the sense that it was like it tried to be funny, and I think his version of a superhero movie is less dark and more comedy, and in that way it just felt very bad. Like, even the whole movie felt rushed because we didn't really know any of the characters' motivations. We didn't know why are they doing this, and it just seemed like the Justice League were just put together like for no reason, like for no apparent reason. For example, like one thing that I thought was bad from the movie was the Flash, Ezra Miller's Flash, was so bad in the Justice League one because His character is supposed to be like this. Well, how I interpret him is the Flash in the comic books is he's very like talkative. He's like a kind of like a hothead, almost like a Spider-Man type of character. And we didn't get that in this version, the 2016 version. What we got was a complete change. Like, he was socially awkward, which, like, the original Flash should not be. And, like, fidgety, like, always felt awkward, out of place. And his dialogue was, I think, the worst. The worst out of the whole, out of everybody's dialogue. He was the worst. One of the lines when, in Justice League, when Batman is trying to talk him into being in Justice League, he says, "Before you say anything, I'm in." And then he says, "I need friends." And then later on in the movie, we see how he's scared to even fight. To fight, like, the Flash is scared to fight, which is stupid. And then he says, "I don't know what to do. I'm just good at pushing people and running away," which is like the worst line ever I've ever heard a superhero say. It's horrible. And then, not to mention like I said earlier, like, the superheroes felt forced to work together. Like Aquaman was not having it, and then Cyborg kept denying it, and then for some reason he says yes. And then Aquaman says yes for some reason also. We didn't get any context, nothing. Like, we didn't understand why. And they just worked together. And then we see even the villain. We didn't see the villain's motivation. Why is he doing this? All we see is him talking to the mother boxes as mother and stuff. Which I thought was pretty dumb. There was no context. Very lackluster, generic type of villain. I felt that he was like in the first original Justice League. And I thought, like, yes, the CGI is bad, especially on Superman's mustache. Awful. Like, you can see, like, his lip looks like smaller than his, like, the rest of his face. Like, it doesn't look like it fits. Like, I didn't like, there was, oh my god, so there is like a scene in the middle of the movie where there's a family stuck where the Stephen Wolf, the bad guy, he's somewhere on Earth. And then there's a family that's there. They're the only families that are around there in the vicinity. And then for some reason, throughout the whole movie, I'd say we get about 20 minutes of the family. Like, the dad has a shotgun. They're all huddled in the house. And then I'm like, what is this leading to? And then this leads to all the way in the end where Flash saves them. And like, you didn't have to use 20 minutes of the movie on doing background on this family. Like, it was so stupid. Like, why? Didn't make any sense as to why you needed 20 minutes of a family trying to fight these or stay safe or fight the bad guys. So stupid. And then, like, we don't really see the whole Justice League teaming up like you would like to see all of them work together and fight Stephen Wolf or something. But all in all, the original Justice League movie, I'd give it I'd give it a 3 out of 10, because I know I gave I'm giving Wonder Woman 1984 a 2 out of 10, because that was the worst Justice League movie so far. So, yeah, I thought Justice League was better than Wonder Woman 84, the 2016 Justice League. And yeah, and you'll hear my thoughts on the rest of that movie when I review Zack Snyder's Justice League.
And now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
Now I'm going to be reviewing Zack Snyder's Justice League. So, like, straight off the bat, in this movie we get, well, granted it's 4 hours, so of course you're gonna get more, like, better scenes. So I thought there was more context as to what these characters are doing, why are they doing the things that they're doing. Later on, we also get, like, the reason why back in Atlantis, we see, like, there's conflict between Ocean Master and Atlantis, the people of Atlantis. Because this is taking place before Aquaman the movie. So that we see Ocean Master is not really helping during this whole problem that's going on. And that's why when Stephen Wolf comes in, he goes and just gets the box. And that's why there's only like 5 soldiers, because the rest of the soldiers are with Ocean Master and they're listening to his orders. Man, he didn't even care about the mother box. And I liked that it was giving so much context, especially on Cyborg's character. Like, I sympathized with him because he had more depth to his character, because I'd say maybe 30 minutes was all about him. There was, like, him talking to his mom before he died, how his mom died, and then we got more context as to his dad, working on fixing Cyborg. And we also got context of, like, every character. We got a context of we got context of Superman when he comes back from the dead, and we also got context of the Flash. What was he doing? Like, he would, because the Flash in this version, we see that he's just like in the original one, he's trying to save his dad, trying to get him out of jail, because he didn't kill his wife. And we see that, we see the Flash trying to get a job, but just like being a superhero and trying to save his dad also gets in the way of that, you know? And then we see in Wonder Woman how she still hasn't forgotten about Steve, and we see her sympathize more with Cyborg, that she understands like about a loss and figuring out a purpose, and she says that's why she comes back to save the Earth, because she knows that there's purpose. Because remember, we didn't see Wonder Woman for hundreds of years because she was underground since World War, since the 80s, I think it was, or probably the 90s after the third one. And we didn't see her come back until Batman vs. Superman. And we got kind of more context as to the reason why she was still like dormant. Yeah, so we saw that she didn't feel like she had a purpose. And we see that she abandoned the Amazons. We got more dialogue from Steppenwolf and Wonder Woman. And yeah, and speaking of like the bad guy, Steppenwolf, like he visually, he looked better than he could. And like for sure, he had so much depth, like so much depth. Like he had 30 minutes also of like his character on how he's working for Darkseid and how he betrayed Darkseid because he tried to take the throne before. And then now he's like trying to pay his debt. And he basically, the one of the leaders said that he had to destroy like hundreds or thousands, I think it was, of more worlds. And yeah, that was like his that's his punishment, or that's what he has to do to gain remorse. And we also saw like Aquaman also talking with Mira, which is like his girlfriend, but you know, lady. And how he doesn't like Atlantis yet. And we saw some dialogue actually with Willem Dafoe, which he's awesome. So anything with Willem Dafoe, good, no problem for me. And one thing I thought about the movie is that we got a sense of more unity as compared to the original Justice League, because it doesn't seem like they're forced together like in the first one. This seems like they should work together for the greater good, and we saw more of their chemistry, like all of them talking together. Because what I didn't like of the first one was that they just seemed thrown together, and then their dialogue between each other just felt like they were just making fun of each other, which I hated. And like, I'm glad like they took it out from this the Zack Snyder version, because they had bad dialogue. Like every one of them had bad dialogue, because especially when they try to be funny, they took most of it out. Like, especially when Aquaman basically says, like, makes fun of Batman. He's like, "You're just like a bat." And then Batman tells Aquaman, "Well, you talk to fish." And then, like, there was no, like, respect for each other. Like, that's what I felt. And they tried to be funny, but it was not working. It was not... I didn't feel connected to these characters. And I was glad that there was no 20-minute scene of this family being stuck, stranded near Stephen Wolf's vicinity. I'm glad there was no 20 minutes of that happening, because that was pretty bad. Like, you go back, it's probably on YouTube, like a family stranded. And, like, there was no point of them having dialogue or them having 20 minutes of the whole movie of them being stranded and then they get saved in the end of the movie. This just didn't make any sense. We saw more of Stephen Wolf's, the bad guy, his intentions of the... as to why he's getting the mother box. And we saw way more Darkseid. Especially, like, yeah, throughout the movie, we saw Darkseid instead of Stephen Wolf, like it was in the first Justice League one. We saw more... we saw Darkseid, the one that has the army, and he's attacking Earth and all the humans, all the Amazons, and all the Atlanteans. You know what I'm talking about. But they were all working together, and Green Lanterns too, and the gods too. They were all working together to get rid of Darkseid. And yeah, I just thought that whole thing was like so badass. Like, they did right with switching Stephen Wolf with Darkseid on that scene in the beginning. Just thought it was perfect. And we also saw, like, Darkseid, and we felt that he was more of a threat than anything. You know, we also got, like, way more fighting scenes, which is, like, typical Zack Snyder. Oh, and even that, like, everything felt so dark. Like, you know, it felt like the tone of Zack Snyder. Everything was dark. There was fighting a lot, fighting scenes. We didn't get the Flash being scared of saving people perfect. And there was, like, a dialogue. Like, when they were fighting Stephen Wolf for the first time, when they were saving the civilians from Star Labs, there was a line in the first Justice League movie where Batman says, when he bring, like, so when Batman has, like, his Batmobile thing, and he says, "Sorry, I didn't bring a sword." Like, I thought that line was so horrible, like, so bad, so corny. Like, did you really need to say that? I'm glad that they took that out. So, I'm happy. And in between all this stuff, we saw Lois Lane talk to Superman's mother. And it turns out later on that it was Martian Manhunter. And I was so confused as to why he needed to talk to Lois Lane. Because really, they were only talking about how Superman was a good guy, and she's a good guy, she's a good girl, a good person. And she was saying, Martian Manhunter, as the mom, was saying how she shouldn't be wasting her life. Because at the time, Lois Lane quit being in the news reporter. And she, the mom, Martian Manhunter, pretending to be Superman's mom, was basically telling Lois, like, you shouldn't give up on yourself and to, like, pick yourself back up. And yeah, I just, honestly, like, I felt like Martian Manhunter didn't have a purpose of being there. Like, why? Like, if it was like a different type of conversation, maybe when if they're talking about Superman coming back, maybe I'd give it a slide. But this, he was literally just talking about Lois and telling her, like, telling her that she has to get herself back up again and to believe in herself and to go back to work and be herself, like, because she was down at this time. Unless maybe because Martian Manhunter can read people's minds. So maybe he read her mind. But I didn't get that from the context of what was going on. Like, it didn't say he was reading her mind or anything. So I just thought it was weird that the scene turned out that way. And, like, all in all, Batman's character was way more badass than I think the most badass I've seen since Batman v Superman. Like, in this Batman, this version of Batman. This Zack Snyder's Batman was way more better than any of the other Batmans. Because we saw him actually fighting. Because in the Justice League, the 2016 Justice League, we saw him like, not really fighting. It looked like he had to resort into his technology and stuff, and he looked useless. So I'm glad that they gave him more purpose on this version, and he was fighting more, being more tactical and stuff, you know? And one of the things that I hate about this movie is there's like this weird tribal music whenever Wonder Woman becomes, like, you know, that slow-mo superhero moment that Wonder Woman gets. I hated the music, the tribal music. It happened every maybe 20 minutes. Like, I heard, like, the tribal music. It was not necessary, I felt. And the whole ending of this movie, like, was completely changed. Like, we see when the whole Justice League had to fight together, they were literally, like, it panned to all of them working together to fight Steppenwolf. And finally, like, it was so badass of how they killed Steppenwolf and what they did and how the Flash had to, like, reverse time, like, just a little bit to save everyone, which was, like, he had much of a better part than the 2016 one, where he just saved some people and that's it. Like, the family that I was talking about previously. That's all he did, save them, and that's it. And I was glad Aquaman had more of a fight also. He had more scenes. Because actually Aquaman was the one that killed Steppenwolf in this version. Yeah, I was just glad that the Flash had a huge scene, like, towards the end. Like, he had to go back in time. But, yeah, I'm glad that he had a bigger part during all this craziness. I thought it was funny, but I'm just being nitpicky at this part. But when there was a portal about to pop up, and you see Darkseid, and I forgot the granny, I think her name is the granny. Forgot her full name, but it's a granny. And some other dude are just looking at Steppenwolf get murked, like, get killed, like, get stabbed by the trident, and then get his head cut off. And then Darkseid is like, cool. I just thought that was funny. Like, he didn't do anything. Like, I think he could have clearly gone through the portal. He had enough time to. But, I guess it was more badass, I guess, that he was just looking at them. They had, like, a little stare down a couple seconds, and then we get the end credit scenes from the 2016 version, but we get more dialogue and we get to see how Luther escaped from Arkham Asylum. And I see that they're trying to fix Luther, trying to make him seem like back to comic book version of Luther, because I know in Batman vs. Superman, this Luther was so Joker-like, which was like a very weird turn, you know? Initially, they were going to use Bryan Cranston as Luther, but they wanted to go younger. And I think they made a mistake on that, but, well, you can't, what can we do? But anyway, like, yeah, he felt very crazy in Batman vs. Superman, and this version, he said he, quote-unquote, got help. So I'm assuming, I guess, he's normal now. And then we see him talking to Deathstroke, and he tells Deathstroke that Batman is Bruce Wayne. And Luther was going to pay him, but he said, I'll do it for free, because he hates Batman for some reason. And then, yeah, then that's how it ends. And then we get another epilogue. And then, like, at this part, we see the nightmare scene from Batman v Superman, where Superman is, like, working for Darkseid, basically, and is killing everyone. And we see that all this group has to work together. So we see Batman, the Joker, Mira, which is Aquaman's girlfriend, the Flash, Deathstroke, and Cyborg. They're all working together because, like, Superman is out to get them, basically. And they said that how Superman was the one that killed Aquaman, which is crazy. And we had like some dialogue with the Joker and Batman, and like they were just talking on how Batman feels sympathy for Mira losing Aquaman, and Joker was just being an asshole and saying, being mean and saying how he understands how it feels to lose somebody, because he lost his parents and then he lost Jason Todd, or Dick Grayson. I think it's Dick Grayson, because I think it was confirmed that Dick Grayson is the Robin that the Joker killed. So we had like a confrontation there. Oh, and then after that, after the Joker-Batman confrontation, we see Superman found them. And then Batman wakes up from this dream. So honestly, I thought this part was definitely not needed. Like, they could have cut this part. They could have cut a lot of parts in the whole movie, I felt. Like, I felt like they could have cut maybe 30 minutes, maybe 40 of this whole movie. Because I thought some of the stuff wasn't needed. Like, especially this nightmare scene was not needed. And I thought maybe some dialogue was a little stretched out. Like, maybe Superman and Lois Lane being together when he comes back from the dead. I felt that that could have been trimmed down, maybe. Felt that was too long for what it was. And there was also a scene after this, right after Batman wakes up from the nightmare, he sees Martian Manhunter appear, and Batman is like, who are you? And he's like, he's just saying like how, he basically just says, I'm gonna help you guys now. And he's like, Batman's like, sure, we can use you. Thanks. That's basically how it went down. Because, and then what got me so, like, weirded out was when Batman asked for his name and he said, I'm a Martian Manhunter. And I was like, what? You're not going to question, Batman is not going to question why his name is Martian Manhunter. Martian Manhunter. Like, he could have gone with his like Earth name, which is John. John, forgot the last name, but he could have gone with that. And yeah, I just thought that was dumb. Maybe that wasn't needed also, maybe. Well, I thought when we first see Martian Manhunter, I thought that was needed. This one, maybe with a different type of dialogue, they would have gone better. And so my total opinion is, oh, and what's so weird is this is rated R, which it 100% did not need to be. The only rated R stuff is the F word being said maybe 2-3 times. And we saw some blood that was very horribly CGI'd, but was definitely not needed. And yeah, that's why it was rated R. Definitely was not needed. And like I said, it definitely could have trimmed 30-40 minutes. Did not need to be 4 hours. And I thought some of the CGI was awful. Like, especially some of the blood when you see, like, there's a scene where Darkseid is getting chopped off. His arm almost chopped off in the beginning. Then blood is gushing out. I thought that blood was very awfully CGI'd. And even, like, some of the backgrounds and some scenes, even, like, regular scenes, like, if somebody's outside and it's daylight, you can clearly see, like, a green screen behind them. Like, visually was not good. Was not to par with blockbuster movies. Like, was so bad. And I was still confused as to why the screen was not full screen. I think, like, budget-wise, I guess that's why it was that short of screen. But all in all, I think it was way better than the original Justice League. So, yeah, the whole story flowed. Everybody had made more sense. Everybody had a purpose. We saw everybody have context as to why they're doing things, what they're doing, how they're doing it. And I'm glad for that. I just thought some of the people didn't have to have extra scenes, like the Martian, the first time we see Martian Manhunter. That scene wasn't needed. I thought maybe some dialogue with Cyborg, some of it, like, especially the scientist, Cyborg's dad, I think some of his stuff wasn't needed. I thought maybe the nightmare scene was definitely not needed. And I think, yeah, could have lost 40 minutes. It would have been better if it was 3 hours something. And then, yeah, I think I'm giving this movie a 6 out of 10. Because I thought this hit everything it needed to do, you know? What's the purpose of the bad guy? Why is he doing this? How is he doing it? What's his reason? The superheroes, why are they working together? And what are, like, the goals of each of these superheroes? Why are they doing it? And yeah, there was more depth in each character, you know? So, yeah, I'm officially giving it a 6 out of 10. And yeah, and that is today's episode. And if you guys liked it through and through, make sure you guys give a review wherever you can on this podcast. Be sure to share this with your friends. And yeah, spread awareness to the podcast. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Goodbye, guys. Have a good one.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry.
That's why I'm the kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Okay. Bye, buddy.